So when you're working on a new interface, I think one of my biggest pet peeves is finding out that someone stuck something in without your knowledge. And it can be frustrating, but also kind of alarming to your users if that particular thing gets out to production. I really think that it's important that each piece on interface has a reason for being there. Now, this doesn't necessarily include design aesthetics, which in themselves can be an integral part of the overall interface and user experience. But when you have a button misplaced, something mislabeled, anything like that, it's going to start to put a question in the user's mind about how reliable is this piece of software that I'm using. Over the last few days, I've been looking for a new house, and I've used many of these real estate search sites, and so I've become accustomed to the way a lot of them work. And actually, I'm going to be posting this on my blog here later. It's kind of a design challenge with one of the particular interfaces that I discovered that was just extremely hard to kind of use and actually effectively find the particular house area I was looking for. And when you run across these kinds of mistakes, if that's what you want to call them, it just makes the end user's life a lot more miserable, and you don't even want to be there using that software, unless of course you have a captive audience, which in that case, well, then you may want to do that, but obviously you want to try to avoid that. So in this next blog article I plan on posting here, it'll be kind of like a little challenge to the readers and the users out there to kind of take a look at it and go, how would they design this particular small interface piece a little bit better? And I think that this will help new designers and new UI designers get a different perspective on how a particular design pattern can be used to the most effective, in the most effective way possible. So look for that article. I hope to have it up soon. And thanks for listening.